the new version of that song. Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. No, Cockatoos Just Want to Have Fun. At Snowball, the cockatoo in particular. Do you remember him? Now, he first made headlines maybe 10 years ago. We saw him dancing to Backstreet Boys. Now he's dancing to Cyndi Lauper. One thing is certain, Snowball has terrible taste in music. Researchers have been studying Snowball's moves quite closely, and they say that they are diverse, they are spontaneous, and they use various parts of his little cockatoo body. One of the researchers is John Everson from the University of California, San Diego, and he joins us now. John, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Snowball, it appears, has a range of moves, and you've noticed quite a few distinctive ones.
Yes, we have. And just to be fair to Snowball, I wouldn't blame him for his choice in 80s music. I think that distinction may go
to that you?
Yeah, no, not us. Although I do like it. But yes, as you said, you know, we knew that Snowball could move his body in time with music, which was quite a revolutionary finding at the time 10 years ago. That was the first animal that had ever been shown to do that. But we noticed over the years that he's just become more and more voluble or creative with his different movements. And so we decided to start taking music, taking video of him dancing with different songs now and study the range of different types of movements that he creates.
So how many moves does Snowball have?
Well, in the latest paper, we found 14 new movements, which our fantastic student, who is both a psychology and dance major, classified using terms like headbang and vogue and semicircle up. And they're really incredible if you can see the video.
So when Snowball bangs out a semicircle up, what is Snowball doing?
well, I wish we could get inside of his head. But that really does get at the point of it. It's like, why is he doing this? Why is he moving in time with music? And we hope that that'll tell us something about why we as humans do it. And, you know, there are a couple of reasons why we think that Snowball and cockatoos in general might be the animals most like us in this regard. They have vocal learning. Mm-hmm. They've got social connections. They can imitate movements. They pay very much attention to the movements of others. So there's a number of kind of a checklist of brain functions that we share, and we think those might be underlying even humans' propensity to dance.
So when Snowball plies from second position, is he simply imitating human behavior?
Well, that's a great. We haven't quite hit ballet yet. If you look at some of these moves, you'd be hard pressed to think that he got it from a human. And in fact, you know, we know his owner, and we know that the movements she's made, and many of Snowball's movements are not we think just copied straight from humans. They seem to just be natural movements that he creates. We got excited about this variety of movement because in the original study, he was doing fairly stereotyped movements that could have just been kind of hitting into motor programs related to locomotion. But this kind of open-ended creation of new movements suggests to us that he's actually involving some higher brain functions in his dancing.
Does it change from song to song? I mean, how reactive is Snowball to the actual tune and the rhythm and tempo and so forth?
It's a great question. We did look at that. Now, his collection of movements were different from song to song, but we didn't notice any particular pattern. It's not like that when he hears the chorus go down, he does a certain move. He doesn't seem to be sensitive to that structure. He just constantly seems to be improvising. It's worth bearing in mind that he hasn't been explicitly trained to do any of this. So this is not like we're just creating, you know, an animal that does what we want. This is coming from Snowball's, you know, something inside of him. And so we're really taking a step from the outside and just observing what Snowball is doing.
Have we checked this out with other cockatoos?
Yeah, so we haven't studied other cockatoos. Other groups had. As part of this study, we actually did look through YouTube, that, you know, research reference for the world, and we found a number of videos of cockatoos doing and other parrots doing a variety of dance moves. So basically, we don't think Snowball is unique. He's just unique in the sense that he's really the first bird to have been studied in such great detail.
You mentioned those traits that cockatoos have that dispose them towards this sort of behavior. I mean, there are other animals that have those behaviors as well.
Yeah, so some other animals that have many of these traits haven't been studied in such detail would be like dolphins that have kind of this social order, but we're not sure about the reaction to music yet. There have been some beginnings of studies of dolphins dancing in time with music. But I'll tell you, our next study is actually really examining this question of whether, you know, to what extent the social interaction is really playing a driving role in Snowball's motivation.
The response that he gets from the dancing?
Perhaps, yeah, the response he gets from other, in this case, other humans, his owner in particular, which would be another interesting parallel between human dancing and Snowball.
Of course, one of the other songs in Snowball's repertoire is... this little tune. Yeah. when Snowball hears Another One Bites the Dust, what does he break out?
You know, we've seen it all. We've seen the headbangs, we've seen the body rolls, even a bit of voguing.
Beautiful. John, thank you so very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
John Everson. He's a neuroscientist at the University of California, San Diego.